This is New York's Asset Protection Roundtable with Ted Alatsis of Alatsis Law Firm. Our mission at Alatsis Law Firm is to assist you with the three pillars of protection: preserving your assets, providing you help, and protecting your future.
Hello and welcome back into New York's Asset Protection Roundtable. This is a Three Pillars of Protection program with Ted Alatsis, attorney over at the Alatsis Law Firm in Brooklyn, New York. You can find him online, alatsislawfirm.com. How are you today, Ted?
I'm great, Ben. How are you? Hope all is well.
I am doing very well today, and we're going to hop into the mailbag, get a few questions. We're going to have a little legalese of the day and have you explain a term for us that we might hear. But before I do all that, I want to get us started with a little getting to know you question. This question came about, and I was discussing it with somebody else, and I thought I'd throw it your way because it's really interesting, and I'm curious what your opinion is. But would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Well, so probably a personal maid because, you know, I do like to cook myself, and I do enjoy that. And so I don't think a personal chef would necessarily be something that I would take advantage of. My wife is a fantastic cook as well. So I do enjoy dabbling in that hobby. So yeah, probably a personal maid would be, if I had to guess, that'd probably be the one.
Okay. What's your favorite dish to make?
Oh, wow. You know, it really depends. I mean, I'll make a good coq au vin, right? Okay. I'll do that. I like barbecue. I don't consider barbecuing, you know, cooking, but you know, I love barbecuing. I'd make a great rib roast for the holidays. I like doing that. I like making dishes that can feed a lot of people at the same time. So I do like that type of cooking. Yeah, so something like that. Yeah, absolutely. And I do occasionally bake, and I make a really good chocolate souffle.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll get an invite for the holidays this year.
There you go. Absolutely. Delicious. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's jump into the legalese of the day. We try to do this from time to time to kind of explain a term that you might come across when you're dealing with estate planning, something that you may not be completely clear on. Today, let's go with disclaimer.
Okay, great. So a disclaimer is basically a legal term that describes the beneficiary or recipient of a bequest in a will or an estate taking that bequest and refusing it, denying it, saying I don't want it, and refusing to accept it. And the rationale behind it would be either it creates some sort of, you know, transfer tax issue or some tax issue to the recipient, or some sort of liability issue potentially. So it would allow that distribution to bypass that person and then go to another beneficiary.
All right, very good. So disclaimer, our legalese of the day. Let's open up the mailbag and get to a few questions that have come in to the podcast. If you have questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. AlatsisLawFirm.com is the website. You can contact the team through the website there or call 718-233-2903. Thomas is up first, says, my wife and I set up two separate trusts almost 20 years ago. I don't remember the details, but the attorney acted like it was some complicated requirement to save on death taxes. This new attorney is now telling us we don't need to do that and can combine everything. So did the laws change, or is one attorney lying to us?
Thomas, that's a great question. And the truth of the matter is the attorneys are correct. So, you know, 20 years ago, estate taxes were based on a different threshold. So the history of the estate taxes is an interesting one. About 20 years ago, the estate tax on estates in excess of $1 million were taxable, which at the rate at that time, I believe, was 35% of anything over that $1 million. However, anything you would give to your spouse was completely tax-free. So depending on the size of your estate at that time, it was probably a good idea to have separate trusts so that you can take advantage of what you can pass without tax and then pass the remainder to your spouse. That's probably what occurred 20 years ago. But the new attorney is also correct because the estate tax today, at least on the federal level, is based on an estate in excess of $12 million. So what that essentially means is that you can give up to $12 million of your assets away to anyone other than your spouse, and anything over that you could give to your spouse tax-free. But if you didn't do that, then you would pay tax on anything over that $12 million threshold. So you know, unless your estate is over that $12 million, the likelihood is that you would only need one trust and you could combine everything today. So the estate tax laws do change over time. Just an interesting story. And I tell this all the time during our workshops. The estate tax threshold grew over time. And the Budget Act in 2001 created this estate tax credit that grew and grew and grew over time. And by 2010, it was approximately $10 million. But because the act didn't renew right away and it didn't renew automatically, there was a period from 2010 until the reauthorization on December 31st, 2010, where there was no estate tax for anyone who died during that year of 2010. And the reason why, you know, that's important to me is because George Steinbrenner died on July 10th, 2010. He was the owner of the New York Yankees. And the Yankees were worth about $2.5 billion at the time. If he had died in any other year, the Steinbrenner family would have had to sell the New York Yankees just to pay the estate tax, 40% on anything over the threshold. So because he died in 2010, the Yankees did not have to be sold, and Steinbrenner family continues to own the Yankees to this day. So the estate tax laws change, and so circumstances change. And so, you know, your lawyer, both lawyers were correct, you know, probably if that's the reason they did it. So, that's probably why your attorney advised you that you probably don't need to do anything other than combine everything together.
All right. Great question, Thomas. Thanks for sending that one in to us. All right. Another question here from Samuel. It says, I have a high net worth and am concerned about estate tax issues when I die. On top of that, I just received a $2 million inheritance from my parents. I don't need the money, and I'm afraid it'll just get added to my nest egg that gets taxed when I die. So is there any way I can just refuse inheritance and let it go to my children?
So yeah, that is a possibility. You have to look at your overall threshold and consider it. Like, as I mentioned, you know, currently the estate tax is based on anything over $12 million. That number changes and changes over time. It will probably go to half of that in 2026, unless the law changes. So there may be a good basis for your intention, Samuel. So what you would need to do is execute a document called a disclaimer, where you essentially disclaim the inheritance itself. It will treat you as if you have passed away for that purpose, and it would go then to your beneficiaries, who your children, essentially your children, you know, if that is what your intention is. So that is essentially the way that would work. So yeah, that is certainly a way to kind of pass that nest egg to someone else without it counting against your, you know, what they call unified credit.
All right. Very good, Samuel. If you want to follow up and really kind of start that process or learn more about that disclaimer, you can always give Ted a call at 718-233-2903. That is the number for the Alatsis Law Firm. One more here from Emily Grace says, the stock market has been crazy recently. I think we all have seen that. Obviously, I've been working with my financial advisor. Do I need to tell my estate planning attorney if my portfolio loses a lot of money?
So, Emily, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the things that we do is provide maintenance with to our clients who subscribe to the service. And what that essentially, you know, entails is that we have annual review meetings with them to discuss, you know, what changes have occurred in their family and their finances, in their health, so that, you know, we can make adjustments to their estate planning, you know, documents and plan if it warrants it, right? So certainly one of those conversations would be about, you know, significant losses in the stock market or any other, you know, investments, because it can affect what your intended distributions may be and what your overall goal of your plan would be. So for example, if you know, you had a specific intent that everybody was going to, you know, receive a certain percentage, and you designated certain assets to specific people, if those assets have lost value, that could affect the percentage, the overall percentage that you wanted to have everyone to receive. So, you know, it is important to make sure that at least, you know, you do have that conversation with your estate planning attorney if it's going to impact your overall goal of your estate plan. And certainly, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense to do that.
All right, great question, Emily Grace. I want to thank everyone for reaching out and sending the questions today for this episode of the podcast. If you have anything on your mind, you can always begin by logging on to alatsislawfirm.com. You'll find a lot of great tools and resources there, DIY documents, find out information on the estate planning workshop, plus all the podcasts and video content as well that Ted and his team provide to help continue to educate you in the world of estate planning. But if you have questions and you want to call and ask them directly about your situation, you can always do so at 718-233-2903. Very good, Ted. As always, great catching up with you. Thanks for answering the questions for us. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely, Ben. Great to talk to you as always.
If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do so. This is New York's Asset Protection Roundtable, a Three Pillars of Protection program. And for Ted Alatsis over at the Alatsis Law Firm, I am Ben George. Have a good week.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.